Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Israelis are going to the polls today. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the vote after failing to assemble a coalition government following the election in April. The BBC's Tom Bateman reports.
Israelis head to the polls after another turbulent and divisive campaign that could determine whether Mr. Netanyahu survives politically. Mr. Netanyahu presents himself as the face of security and economic competence against an emergent centre-ground alliance studded with former generals who say they will end Israel's increasing divisions. There may yet be more uncertainty. The polling suggests no clear route to government for either of them.
There have been a couple of explosions in Afghanistan today. The most deadly occurred at an election rally north of Kabul, attended by President Ashraf Ghani. Ghani escaped harm, but at least two dozen people reported dead. There's no word about casualties in the other explosion in Kabul. With tensions flaring between the U.S. and Iran over the weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, Washington's new U.N. ambassador, Kelly Kraft, has told the Security Council that emerging information indicates that Iran is responsible. Linda Fasulo reports on Kraft's remarks to council members during a previously planned meeting on Yemen.
U.S. Ambassador Kelly Kraft said that the U.S. is standing firmly with Saudi Arabia and called the attacks an assault on the world's energy supply. Russia's U.N. ambassador, meanwhile, stressed that no one should rush to attribute blame. Britain's U.N. ambassador, Karen Pierce, said that once her country assesses culpability, it will talk with its partners about how to proceed responsibly.
The Iran supreme leader, meanwhile, is apparently ruling out a potential meeting between President Trump and Iran's president. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said today that Iran will never hold one-on-one talks with the U.S., but he did say that multilateral talks are possible if Washington returns to the 2015 nuclear agreement the U.S. pulled out of last year. A Wisconsin man has been formally charged with manufacturing and selling thousands of vaping cartridges laced with THC oil. Marty Michelson of member station WUWM reports.
20-year-old Tyler Huffhines is charged with maintaining a drug house and three counts of possession with intent to deliver THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. According to the complaint, he flew to California last month to buy the substance in bulk. Authorities say he employed at least 10 people to fill 3,000 to 5,000 cartridges per day and sell them for $15 each. Police arrested Huffhines earlier this month, and he's being held on a $500,000 bail. So far, there's no known link between his alleged operation and hundreds of breathing illnesses reported in people who've used vaping devices recently. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
And you're listening to NPR News. The political turmoil in Venezuela is growing. NPR's Philip Reeves says there is now a split among the parties imposing the embattled president, Nicolas Maduro.
This is a big setback for those seeking a negotiated solution to the crisis that's bringing hunger and poverty to millions and is causing havoc in South America. Talks, brokered by Norway, between Venezuela's mainstream opposition and Maduro's government have fallen apart. Juan Guaido, the opposition leader who says he's Venezuela's legitimate president, has withdrawn from the talks, blaming Maduro for wrecking them. Guaido's recognized as president by the U.S. and more than 50 other nations. He says he offered to stand down from that position so long as Maduro leaves power and fair elections are held. That strategy failed, and now a small number of opposition parties have split ranks by agreeing to negotiate with Maduro without Guaido's consent. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is due on Capitol Hill today. He's to appear before the House Judiciary Committee to discuss the special counsel's report on Russian election interference as the panel considers whether to recommend impeachment. Two former White House aides were also subpoenaed to appear but have been instructed by the White House not to show up. An initial hearing set today in federal court in White Plains, New York, following Purdue Pharma's filing for bankruptcy protection. The hearing, the first legal skirmish over Purdue's bankruptcy plan filed late Sunday. That includes a settlement over the company's role in the opioid crisis. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.